The executive director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, WANEP, Chukwu Imekaize, says the registration of small or other arms is essential and more critical in the face of increased proliferation of arms in the sub-region. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Eze called for improved regional security integration in order to stem cross-border crimes and criminality. He said there is also the need for the sub-region to restructure and strengthen the region's security architecture so as to maintain alertness and control of crime. Mr. Eze spoke to George Ankra.
I think that when arms are registered, what it does is that it reduces the possibility for the use of illegal arms. And it also increases transparency in the handling of arms to the extent that if you do not have your arms registered, it becomes 100% illegal, and then you can be prosecuted for that. It also increases the traceability of these arms, especially that most of them are in the hands of non-state actors. So the security operatives are able to trace where the arms are and what the arms can do, because no nation in the world would want arms to be in the hands of non-state actors that is not accountable. The other thing also is that in most of the countries in West Africa, there are arms that are produced locally. So if you do a registration of such arms, it also helps the security operatives in determining the extent to which the countries are washed with more arms and light weapons.
What are the member countries doing sincerely to make sure that they register arms and control their movement?
They are doing a lot, but whether that has translated to the kind of thing that we want to see is another thing altogether. But I think that what has also happened is that because we are more and more talking about integration, making West Africa a community, it has also increased the propensity with which criminality is affecting the sub-region. So what is important in my mind is how we are conscious of the benefits of integration, but also raising the standards of our security architecture to the extent that beyond just having community national vigilance and security, we also need to improve on regional approach to security. And that is what makes ECOWAS now a community. If you look at what happened in Bamako and what happened recently in Ouagadougou with the rumors that the next place could be Senegal, it now tells you that all the countries in the Sahel region and then some of the other countries in the region should be on alert, you know. And this also increases because of this cross-border crime and criminality and the kind of arms that exist in these borders. So if we do not raise the standard of our security architecture to the extent that we have not just national and community approach to it, but also improve more on the regional approach to security, so that what affects Ghana is also a concern for Nigeria, and what affects Nigeria is a concern for Niger. Otherwise, even the violent extremists, where there is high level of alertness like we have in Ghana today, if the same level of alertness is not in Burkina, then Ghana is not safe.